You are my toy, here to obey me. This is the second lifestyle control hypnosis file. You are going to listen to them in order, and you will listen to them more than once, so that my suggestions can be slipped into your mind, turn into your desires, and shape your life in positive ways that benefit you. All of these are positive changes. Going to the gym, eating plants, having more healthy routines with waking up and going to bed, promoting hobbies that are good for you, helping others, not lying, communicating your boundaries well. These are all positive changes that I will help you make because they entertain me. And that's what I want in a submissive. This file will make your physical body mine to mold. We're going to get you to go to the gym and change yourself in ways that make you into eye candy for me. So let's get started. Lay down and get comfortable. Close your eyes. I expect your complete, undivided attention. If your thoughts wander, that's okay. Just return to my voice again and again. Focus on returning to being here with me. Close your eyes and roll your head from side to side, up and down. Shift your shoulders up and down, moving the muscles slowly in your body to break the tension that you've been carrying from the day. You don't need to bring any of that here in with you. My presence is going to dissolve any lingering tension that you have, if you just let me take care of you. Shift back and forth. Move your hips, your legs. Shake your fingers, your feet. Any other body parts that I didn't mention to release the last bits of tension in your body. Finding that every body part that you move gets a little bit heavier because it settles down into being comfortable once you shift. Just go with what feels natural. And if you don't want to move at all, just sink into lying down. Notice that as I talk, you feel a little bit deeper, a little bit more relaxed already, because it's really all that simple. Hypnosis is just relaxation, opening your mind to my suggestions because you are relaxed enough to be susceptible. And you've been here with me before. You are my toy. And you know to serve your queen. And I know you're going to do a very good job. So I want you to visualize a forest. You and I are in a forest together. Hold the image in your mind. The forest is bathed in orange light. The trees are bathed in orange light, and so are you and I. And there is a very faint breeze here. It's incredibly comfortable. Nothing would disturb you about this place. The air itself feels warm and inviting. You notice in the forest with you and I that there is a staircase. And I'm going to lead you down it. When you get to the bottom of the staircase, you will be in a deeper state of hypnosis with your subconscious mind open to me. There are 10 steps, so let's start at the top. 10. On the first step. 9. Just taking one step, and you can already feel yourself a little bit more relaxed. It's very easy to be relaxed in this forest and the inviting darkness of the staircase that you know is filled with pleasurable experiences that you can't wait to have. 8. You take another step into the darkness of the staircase and you feel calmer, like your body is just letting things go. Things that you don't need. 7. Your relaxation increases. 6. It is so easy to focus on the sound of my voice. Everything else feels like a distant dream that you can leave behind. 5. Relaxing into my voice, body letting go, deeper into trance, into wonderful feelings. 4. Moving deeper still with every step you take. 3. Relaxation, letting go into your body. You don't even need to consciously think about it. It's just happening to you. You are feeling completely at ease. 2. Your body almost floating in lightness of trance, beckoning you, opening your subconscious mind, shifting into a state of awareness where you don't have to be anything, you don't have to do anything. You are just going to follow my suggestions and I will take care of you very well. 1. Bottom of the stairs, mind open in the deepest of trances. It's time to serve your queen, happy to obey whatever orders come next. Mind blank, waiting for me to fill it up with my desires. Your physical body is mine to mold. One of my biggest kinks is a man with sculpted abs and muscles that look amazing getting on his knees for me. I don't want to dominate a weak boy or a doormat. I just don't find it fun. I want a man who looks like Thor, the god of thunder, with a collar on his neck and the leash in my hand. I want a man who looks like power because I enjoy dominating someone who turns me on. Someone who looks powerful. It is so fun to bring them to their knees. Seeing someone powerful thrills me. Makes me want to touch him everywhere. And I am going to turn you into a physically powerful person who everyone looks at in awe, who they see as big, strong, important. They're envious of you. But most importantly, you're just my eye candy. Every inch of your body that I have sculpted into perfection is going to be mine to desire, mine to touch. I'll train you to be the physical embodiment of all of my wildest fantasies. Your body is mine to rebuild in my image. Your mind, my playground. You are here to fulfill me. And knowing all of this deeply pleases you, because you really just want to make me happy. Changing your body is partly about you, so you can look better and feel better about yourself. I'm sure you'd love to make these changes, and I will give you the confidence and drive to do so. But most importantly, you are making them because I want them. I desire them. And it's about objectification. You are not going to see women as eye candy anymore. No, that's not how objectification is going to work for you, sub. You are the eye candy. You are going to be reduced to your body and enjoy it. It's not a humiliating thing. It's not a punishing, harmful thing. It's just, you're here for me to use, and I want to like looking at you when I use you. It's going to make you feel happy and at peace to meet my demands and please me. All of these thoughts will flood your mind whenever you think of the phrase or hear the phrase, "You are my toy," because that's really what you are. You are my toy means you are going to be physically sculpted into my desires. And that means you've got to work for it. So here is the important part. The part that your subconscious needs to be listening to and you are going to remember. Sure, this is fun, but you've got to put the work in, and it's going to be very pleasant work. It'll be hard. That's partly why it's fun. You have no idea how much I enjoy having a sub go to the gym. My favorite date is going to the gym with a sub and watching him struggle, watching him sweat, while I'm next to him doing half the workout, really. But I mean, I have a nice body, so I don't really need to do that. Or I'm just stretching. You know, if you were there and you were doing as many push-ups until I told you that you could stop, sweat dripping off your brow, while I'm just in a very provocative yoga pose. Stretching. Perfectly decent because, well, I'm fully clothed, but tempting and teasing you completely on display. So many fun things we could do together. So many things that you'll be able to do when you have the body I want. So, you are going to go to the gym. If you don't have a gym membership, you're going to get one immediately. That is going to be your first task. Then, once you have a membership, you're going to go to the gym 4 days a week. You're going to start with four. You're going to lift weights, and you're going to do 10 to 15 minutes of cardio. Afterwards, you will stretch. If you already know what you're doing at the gym, and you feel confident that you know how to build muscle, that you know how to turn into my perfect God of Thunder Thor, or look like an Adonis, or just look like some guy who is so hot I just want to lick vegan whipped cream off of his abs, then just keep doing that, baby. But if you don't know what you're doing, that's fine. Don't worry. I'm going to teach you what you need to know. And when you are done this hypnosis file, you will read the guide I posted in the description of the file for a guide on how to be a weightlifter and gain muscle for beginners. And you are going to follow it. I have also included a basic 5-minute full body stretch video. So what you are going to do 4 times a week is go to the gym, lift weights, do 10 to 15 minutes of cardio, and afterwards you will stretch. Lifestyle control is incredibly fun, but you are going to put in the work, and you are going to enjoy putting in the work because you are my toy. You know that it makes me so incredibly aroused at the idea that 4 days a week you're going to be doing what I tell you to. Your free time is mine to use to command you, to mold and sculpt your body into a body that I want to touch, I want to tie up, I want to play with, I want to get off to. Wouldn't you be so happy to have a body that just makes me so incredibly wet at the look of it, that I'm just so happy? And I know you have so many other amazing qualities, but being my toy means that you're an object, means that you're somebody to show off. You're my eye candy, arm candy, just candy I want to eat. And I can't wait for you to begin your training that you are going to do 4 days a week. Your subconscious mind will remember this for your conscious mind. And these suggestions will be filled with happiness and pleasure and excitement. You want to make these changes. Your subconscious mind is open to them. You desire them. You desire being changed in this way for me. Because I know you want a dom, I know you want to serve your queen, and that means giving up things that, you know, maybe you'd prefer to do. Maybe you'd rather be at home watching TV, sitting on the couch eating pizza. Maybe you'd rather be watching Netflix, maybe you'd rather be playing video games or watching sports or drinking the beers. Well, no. That's not how it's going to work if you want to be my sub and my perfect boyfriend. You are my toy, and you are going to go to the gym 4 days a week, lift weights, do 10 to 15 minutes of cardio, and stretch over and over and over again until you have the body that I want. And you want me to be happy. You want me to be looking at you with desire. I know that's why you're here. And I am going to give you the motivation to do this. I'm pretty sure that you already kind of want to do this yourself. You are my toy. Sir. Your queen. Your mind is perfectly open to all of my suggestions, and your body is going to be as well. You are going to find yourself happy when you follow these orders. Every time you go to the gym and you lift weights, even if you struggle, even if it's difficult, even if you know what you're supposed to be doing, but still feel kind of embarrassed or confused, you might have those thoughts, but they're not going to last very long, because as soon as you remember, you are my toy, you are doing this for me, all of those thoughts are going to evaporate, and you will feel confident that you are going through these trials, these difficulties, for me. Lifestyle control isn't easy. There are difficult things that you have to do. There are going to be days when you don't want to go to the gym, and you are going to have to hold yourself accountable for me. You are going to struggle. And honestly, I love watching men struggle. It's probably one of my favorite things to watch. Another one of my favorite things is to be on the phone with men when they're at the gym. And I can get off because I love the sound of a guy working hard while I'm just comfortable in my bed listening to those grunts and groans and sounds of exhaustion that he's enduring for me. And that's what you're going to do. You are my joy. You are going to endure. And it's going to feel good. You're going to feel proud, happy, and relaxed. You are my toy. You want to serve your queen. And you're going to serve me very well. I'm slowly going to take you out of trance now, and we will shift from your subconscious mind to your conscious mind. So remember the staircase that we first went down. Keep your eyes closed. We are going to climb that staircase from 1 to 10. When we get to 10, you will find yourself still perfectly relaxed, but very awake and refreshed, and feeling good about yourself. So 1, first step on the staircase. 2, with every step, you're going to feel a little bit more awake, rousing out of sleep, rousing out of the deep, trance sleep. 3. Waking up just a little bit more. 4. Your conscious mind slipping back very carefully into control. 5. More alert. 6. Becoming more alert. 7. Feeling a rush of relaxation and being refreshed. 8. The refreshing feeling shifting from your entire body into your mind like a wave. 9. More alert, almost there. 10. Out of trance and awake. The forest is here for just a little bit longer. You can stay for however long you want, but you're going to be shifting your muscles around a little bit. Open your eyes whenever you want. Kind of shift around, wake up, notice how relaxed but refreshed you're feeling. And remember that you have some tasks to do. You're going to go to the gym 4 days a week. You're going to weightlift, do cardio for 10 to 15 minutes, and stretch. If you know how to do that already, to get the muscles and body I desire. Lovely. If you don't, no problem. I've provided beginner guides for you in the description. So make sure you get on that, because I know you want to please me. And I'll see you again soon.